Now here, I want to share the stage with someone quite special, right? She was one of the young people who was involved in this study, and she's now one of the youngest published scientists in the world. Right? She will now, once she comes onto stage, will be the youngest person to ever speak at TED. Right? Now, science and asking questions about courage. Now, she is the personification of courage because she's going to stand up here and talk to you all. So, Amy, would you please come up? So Amy's going to help me tell the story of what we call the Black Molten Bees Project. And first, she's going to tell you the question that they came up with. So go ahead, Amy.
Thank you, Bo. We thought that it was easy to see the link between humans and apes in the way that we think, because we look alike. But we wondered if there's a possible link with other animals. It'd be amazing if humans and bees thought similar, since they seem so different from us. So we asked if humans and bees might solve complex problems in the same way. Really, we wanted to know if bees can also adapt themselves to new situations using previously learned rules and conditions. So what if bees can think like us? Well, it'd be amazing, since we're talking about an insect with only 1 million brain cells. But actually, it makes a lot of sense they should, because bees, like us, can recognize a good flower regardless of the time of day, the light, the weather, or from any angle it approached it from.
So the next step was to design an experiment, which is a game. So the kids went off, and they designed this experiment, and so, game. And so, Amy, can you tell us what the game was in the puzzle that you set the bees?